With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The blockade of Iranian ports will remain until Iran cries uncle and agrees to abandon its nuclear weapons pursuit. That's the position of President Trump interviewed by Axios. As oil prices skyrocket, are now at a four-year high, gasoline prices are following suit. AAA's national average for regular gas, $4.30 per gallon, up 7 cents from yesterday, 27 cents higher than a week ago. The California average has topped $6. Inspired by Democrat redistricting in other states, Florida's GOP-led legislature has passed a new set of Republican-favored congressional lines backed by Governor Ron DeSantis.
It's a big victory for Republicans seeking to fast-track a new House map as the midterms approach. Florida Republicans already enjoy a 20-8 seat edge in the congressional delegation. The new map would increase that to a 24-4 advantage. Majority Democrats recently pulled off a similar maneuver in Virginia. The Sunshine State represents the last chance for redistricting in the GOP's favor before the midterms. Wagner reporting.
The Washington Post reports Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry plans to suspend next month's Louisiana House primaries now that the Supreme Court has struck down a race-based congressional district.
In a key voting rights decision, the court's action could open the door for Republican-led states to eliminate black and Latino electoral districts that tend to favor Democrats. Justice Samuel Alito, writing for the six conservatives, said Louisiana's map is an unconstitutional gerrymander. But Justice Elena Kagan, who wrote in a dissent for the three liberal justices, warned that the consequences are likely to be far-reaching and grave. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's a bail hearing on tap today for accused would-be presidential assassin Cole Allen. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians is on the rise in Southeast Asia as Islam spreads.
A new report from International Christian Concern finds that, quote, the persecution of Christians in the region is complex, damaging, and deep-rooted. It includes direct, violent, and deadly attacks and incidents, but it also involves immense, complex, and indirect pressure, discrimination, threats, intimidation, problematic laws, and social isolation. There are about 250 million Muslims across Southeast Asia and very few Christians. Michael Harrington reporting.
Supporters of assisted suicide in the British Isles have suffered back-to-back defeats. Opponents of a proposed bill allowing terminally ill adults in England and Wales to end their lives defeated it in the British Parliament this month. Last month, lawmakers in the Scottish Parliament rejected their own assisted suicide bill. The practice has been legalized in a number of European countries. This is SRN News. The families of school shooting victims in a remote Canadian town are suing OpenAI in a U.S. federal court.
The suit alleges the ChatGPT maker failed to alert police to the shooter's alarming interactions with the chatbot. A lawsuit was filed on behalf of 12-year-old Maya Gabella, who was critically wounded in the February shooting and is among the first of more than two dozen cases coming from families in Tumbler Ridge, British Columbia. Six other suits filed Wednesday in San Francisco federal court allege wrongful death claims on behalf of five children and a teacher killed in the mass shooting. Jason Walker reporting.
Jerome Powell plans to remain on the board of the Federal Reserve after his term as chairman expires next month. Powell, a thorn in President Trump's side, says he'll stick around for an undetermined period of time. More details, SRNNews.com.